AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says violence and threats have no place in politics. Today, two men were convicted on all charges of plotting to kidnap the governor 2 years ago over her strict coronavirus restrictions. This was the second trial for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. after a jury in April couldn't reach a verdict. Christopher Gibbons is their attorney.
The jury was very difficult to read throughout the entire process. They kept their game faces on, here we are.
The two were also found guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction, a bomb, to blow up a bridge and hold off police if the kidnapping was pulled off at Whitmer's vacation home. As the Russian war in Ukraine reaches 6 months, the U.S. is switching security aid to a long-term campaign. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
American officials say a new aid package includes another roughly $3 billion to train and equip Ukrainians to fight for years to come. While earlier shipments focused on Ukraine's short-term needs, officials say this is aimed at the medium and long term, and aimed at reassuring Ukraine that the U.S. intends to keep up its support. That will also likely mean keeping more U.S. troops in Europe into the future. The package is expected to be announced tomorrow as the war hits the half-year mark. Wednesday is also when Ukraine celebrates its 1991 independence from the Soviet Union. Authorities warn Russia may try to spoil the day with ramped-up attacks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tennessee's disgraced former House Speaker Glenn Cassata and a top aide have been arrested on federal charges, including bribery, kickbacks, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Alabama football coach Nick Saban is getting a new 8-year contract worth at least $93 million, edging out the paycheck for Georgia's coach Kirby Smart. This is AP News. A former Twitter security chief is now a whistleblower.
Peter Zatko, who was Twitter security chief until he was fired earlier this year, has filed whistleblower complaints, alleging the company misled regulators about its cybersecurity defenses and its problems with fake accounts, according to reports by The Washington Post and CNN. Zatko filed the complaints last month with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Department of Justice. The Washington Post reports among the most serious accusations is that Twitter violated terms of a 2010 FTC settlement by falsely claiming it had a strong security plan. In a prepared statement, Twitter said Zatko was fired for ineffective leadership and poor performance, and that the allegations appear designed to capture attention and inflict harm on Twitter, its customers, and its shareholders. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Shares of Twitter are lower on Wall Street. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?